Now, a healthy body image is the New Year resolution on everyone's agenda after a holiday of heavy feasting. It's a time when a lot of our focus has been on food, but you still might not be trawling through the house for leftovers. Terrible time, isn't it? For many people who do suffer from eating disorders, however, it can be a more difficult time than for most, surrounded by plates upon plates. For more, we're joined by Olivia Patrick, Director of Shape Your Mind. Olivia, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, let's start off. What does your organisation do?
So we're a psychological organisation that specialises in eating disorders of all kinds, from anorexia to binge eating disorder and everything in between. And we also have a dietitian on board as well.
Right. Okay. How many sort of people do you treat or see?
Look, we've got three psychologists, clinical psychologists that work here, as well as the dietitian. So we'll see sort of anywhere between 30 and 50 clients a week.
Wow, it's incredible. How does the festive period affect people with eating disorders?
Look, it can be really challenging for people with eating disorders. If you're talking about sort of the more restrictive types of eating disorders, such as anorexia, having sort of pressure to eat and having all that food visible can even make people, when they're not eating the food, feel like they've eaten the food just by having it present.
Wow.
And people who are struggling with binge eating disorder, obviously that's a different kettle of fish, and it can be a time when binging is almost encouraged.
Do you find
it can be a very stressful time for everyone with eating disorders.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you find that you have more people coming to you around this sort of time of year?
Certainly before Christmas, we do get an influx.
Okay.
Often after Christmas, there's the January New Year's resolution of trying to lose weight. Mm-hmm. So we tend to see people more from February onwards after those efforts have not gone so well.
Right, okay. Now, Christmas, it's obviously a very social occasion. Can pressure from family and friends affect people's eating patterns?
Look, absolutely. I mean, there's the whole safety in numbers thing. People tend to feel better about overeating and overdrinking if people around them are doing it too. So there can be a lot of pressure to eat more than usual. Studies also show that people eating with a group change their intake to be sort of closer to the average. So given that Christmas is a time of sort of abundance and indulgence, most people do feel a bit of a pressure to eat more than usual. And then you add in the fact that a lot of us have multiple family functions to attend, you know, sometimes even on the same day. So if you've eaten a huge Christmas lunch, then you go to the other side of the family for a Christmas dinner, it's sort of hard to not eat much when someone's put on a bit of a spread.
Mm.
So there's definitely a lot of pressure to eat more than usual.
Yeah, definitely. Now, when we're at the table, what can we do to help our friends and relatives that might have eating disorders?
I think trying to focus on what you're eating and not worrying about what other people are eating is probably the first thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
To not put pressure on other people and try to encourage them to eat more or to eat less. Basically, to essentially try to mind your own business and not really comment on what other people are eating.
Right. Oh, there you go. Now, where can people go if they feel they might be someone who's suffering from an eating disorder? Where can they go to find some help?
Look, the Butterfly Foundation is always a good place to start. They've got a lot of information and a lot of resources that can point you in the right direction. So that I'd probably be looking them up on the internet first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there are services like our own where we've got clinical psychologists and dietitians who can help you, and Medicare offers a significant rebate for those sessions as well.
Excellent. Well, Olivia, we'll make sure there's plenty of links and whatnot on the 2SER website. Thank you so much for joining us today on The Daily.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That was Olivia Patrick there. She's a clinical psychologist and director of Shape Your Mind, who, as you heard, help out with people with eating disorders. Very interesting time of year for them, for sure.